Move at 92.5.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a weird guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you. Excuse me, but did you know I nicknamed my downstairs area the Truth?
No.
Oh, no.
Why?
Where'd you get that voice from?
Why?
Because women can't handle the truth.
Oh, no. I like when men think that. That's funny.
Oh, that's yeah. Why men lie.
After he says that, whatever you do, don't laugh at his store-bought bat mask. Instead, give him the number to the Loser Line, so hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play over the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Kevin. I did drive by your house just now, and you told me you were sick, so I was bringing you some soup. I don't want you to think that I was being a stalker, but I was trying to bring you some soup to make sure that you felt better. And I mean, there were 5 cars in your driveway and the music was bumping. And clearly you're having a party that I wasn't invited to, but I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I can hang if you think that I'm not cool, you know, or that I'm a little too out there. The soup is on your doorstep if you still want it.
Next message.
Oh, man.
She called.
Was she sick?
She definitely sounded sick.
Yeah.
But she also had the hiccups.
It
and
was
why?
Hiccups.
Why would you call mid hiccup fit?
I don't know.
No, she's one of those people that you feel bad not inviting to something, but it's got to happen. You can't come.
You have to.
Yeah. Oh, that poor thing. I'm so glad she had the hiccups. I thought she was almost vomiting this whole time.
I couldn't figure out
what the sound was. Is she that nervous? Wait, did she have the stomach? I went through a lot there. Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel sick after listening to it.
Okay, yeah.
Next message.
Hey, Lindsay, you might remember me from last night. I was doing that silly dance. My friend told me it was a fire hydrant. So, like, anyway, you gave me your number, and that was, like, really, that was cool of you. I've been out of this game for a while now. You know, I was married for 15 years, and I'm don't really know what I'm doing. You know, you had mentioned something about sliding into your Dems. Do you mean like Democrats? I Googled a lot of stuff. I looked up sliding Democrats and Democrats sliding. And I couldn't really find much other than some weird Google images. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not very political, but if you're like really into the Democrats, like, that's cool, but I don't know how to slide into them, so maybe you should try to slide into some my Dems. Frankly, I don't really know what the hell I'm talking about right now.
Next message.
Oh, wow.
Do you think that there's people listening right now that also don't know what DMs are?
I'm not going to lie. There's someone on the text board right now. It reminds me. They just texted the same thing. What does DM mean? Not everyone knows.
It's a direct message.
Yes. It means you're like sliding. You're making a private message to somebody.
On their Instagram account.
All I could think, though, when he was talking about the Democrat slide, is it sounds like a dance.
Yeah.
You know, the Democrat slide, like, slide to the left.
Oh, man.
To the left again. Don't go right.
Always to the left.
Keep going left. Raise the tax.
Yay.
Raise the tax. Oh, my God. It's just a bunch of old white men on the floor.
Oh, remember, you can get the special Loser Line number if you text the word loser, LOSER, to 78592. Give it out to someone, and hopefully they call and leave a weird message like this one.
Next message.
Hi, this is with Herbalife. We had spoken yesterday. We met at the Starbucks. Anyway, I wanted to follow up with you because I have some very exciting news. I talked to my person at Herbalife, and they said that they can hook you up.
Wow.
So I'm so excited to let you know. And I think what the best thing for you to start with would be the 21-day cleansing program. Okay, so we're talking about 10 pounds in almost 2 days. And again, no joke. I was just like you. struggling and also not feeling healthy. Uh-huh. And now I have the energy of a 6-year-old, you know? Uh-huh. I mean, I'm pooping like a baby, but I have the energy of a 6-year-old. Call me.
Next message.
That really is the trick to all those
things.
Was
that a sell for you?
Yeah.
Were you on board to buy that?
I'm sold.
My God.
It's all pooping. I've bought stuff, and it all just makes you poop.
Why can't they be like calm and cool sounding? Yeah. They're all so annoying.
Yeah.
How many toilets do you have to buy after you get Herbalife, if that's how it works?
Yeah, too bad for her roommates during that 21 yeah. day.
That was harrowing.
Next message.
Listen. I had the time of my life with you. And I was thinking to myself, I'm Jennifer Grey, and you are my Patrick Swayze from the time of my life, from the Dirty Dancing. And I had the time of my life. And I owe it all to you. I could jump into your arms in the end and catch. You can catch me. I had the time of my life. And I owe it all to you. And I want to have the time of my life with you. So I can't wait to see you soon. And we can have the time of life.
Next message.
Yeah, that went on for 13 minutes.
Kind of fun.
Yeah. She does. She sounds like your drunk friend that you want to laugh at when she gets wasted, yeah. But not someone you want to date.
The thing is, it's fun until you don't call back and suddenly the song turns to, I'm gonna stab with my knife. Don't call me. But listen to the Loser Line regularly at this time every week. We have your phone tap coming up right after this.